change was not at the beginning of the chemo, but sort of after about 4 weeks. It came in and it was just metallic. Like you give a kid a set of car keys and they suck on them. It is exactly like that if you've ever chewed on a key. Just metallic taste. Nothing tasted right. It all tasted wrong. Didn't matter what you had. And you had to have really strong or really salty food in order to make it taste like anything. So hot chips were the thing to have. Just chips, chips and more chips, basically. Even tea, I don't drink coffee, but tea didn't taste right. Sugar wasn't too bad. You tend to load up a bit more on sugar, but definitely putting a lot more salt on my food than I would have had normally. I ended up using a lot of soy marinades, things like that, to try and make meat a little bit more interesting. Creamy things usually cause some sort of upset afterwards. And things that had never bothered me before just started to build up, and I could tell that night if it was going to be a problem as far as my stomach was concerned. Strong jelly was good, and ice cream became a favourite, especially covered in chocolate sauce.
It's fairly common for people with cancer to have changes in taste and smell. It can be caused by the cancer itself or the treatment. Many people find that all foods taste the same or that foods like cardboard, while others say it has a metallic taste and that they don't enjoy their favourite foods anymore, which is obviously a bit upsetting. Let's hear from dietitian Vicky Kearns. Vicky, what can you do to help improve the lack of taste and smell in food?
If food has no flavour, you can try things like adding salt, garlic, cheese, bacon, herbs, soup powders, chutneys, pickles, even spices, sugar, and chocolate or other flavourings. Another thing you can do is try to select foods that are full of aroma and flavour. Even sharp-tasting foods and drinks such as fresh fruits, mints, and even marinating foods can help enhance the flavour of things. You can also try combining different temperatures such as porridge with cold yogurt, and keeping your teeth and mouth clean by brushing and rinsing them often. When your mouth is clean and moist, food flavours are more distinct.
What about when you're getting that sensation that food is just that little bit too sweet for you?
Yeah, this is quite common, and a way of helping is try adding salt or lemon juice or even coffee powder. Sometimes focusing on savoury dishes such as broths, soups and cheeses, even crackers, things which are more salty, these things can help. And even trying to dilute beverages with soda water or water, adding spices to puddings and desserts such as ginger, nutmeg or cinnamon.
I've spoken to a lot of people who've mentioned this problem of food tasting metallic. What can you do about that?
If foods taste metallic or very salty, sometimes extra sugar or honey can help to disguise this flavour. Another thing you can try is sucking on a lemon or lime sugar-free boiled lolly, and this is also helps to reduce damage to your teeth. Meats, try marinating meats, chicken, fish or tofu. These can add extra flavour. And with fluids, you can try using a straw, which you put up the back of the mouth to bypass your taste buds.
Good tips. All right. What should you do if you really just can't stand the smell of food anymore?
Sometimes the smell of food can totally put you off eating altogether, and this is really common. Some ideas might be to try cold food or food without a strong smell. If possible, stay out of the kitchen when food's being prepared, or even use a microwave to heat and cook things so there's no smell. Sometimes ready-to-use foods such as frozen meals, even cheese and crackers, fruits and nuts might be a better option. Asking your family or friends to cook for you can be helpful. And even if you're avoiding a lot of foods, ask your doctor or dietitian for further advice.
Getting your friends and family to cook for you is a pretty good option, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what about the future, I suppose? Everyone's wondering, I guess, will their sense of taste and smell go back to normal? I mean, is that a likelihood?
Yes, some people it does turn back to normal. It just takes time. So the thing to remember is that just try reintroducing foods. If it doesn't work, try it a bit later. They should return to normal.
And is there an average time for how long it might come back? Does it depend on your sort of cancer, those sorts of things?
It does depend on the type of cancer, the type of treatment you're getting, and how many sessions you're having of different treatments. So just give it time.
And perhaps your doctor is best to advise on that kind of thing.
Definitely, yeah.